opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cavaliers, Summer League, you ready?
Oh, hey, here we go,
you
baby.
You ready? Come on now.
Tyrese Proctor. Come
Cavs,
on down.
Cavs, Pacers, baby. 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Woo-hoo.
NBA TV. You yeah. locked in? You guys
yeah.
locked in?
Let's do it.
You ready?
Well,
why am I the only one that gets excited for Summer League? Every year we sit here
because it,
every
it
year
gets
we
you
have this
close,
conversation.
Step closer to football, as you said earlier. I can't wait to get to football.
That's
means
true.
Summer's gone.
I don't know why, but for some reason I get excited about Summer League. I'm it. I'm the only one because I want to see these young guys play. It just seems more chill. It's more relaxed.
Well,
you know, you get
it,
the opportunity.
It is.
Especially
you know why?
You get assistant coaches coaching
and count.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun, you know. And then hey, we won Summer League. Right? No.
Here's the thing about Summer League.
Okay. Wait a second. Everyone, listen to Mr. Phelps. He's going to tell us about Summer League. Go ahead. Yes. We're listening. I saw Dan. Yes. Oh, wait.
You needed the camera
That's
right there.
That's where we needed the camera.
No, what we really we need the camera. We just put the carpet down. Mr. Phelps just took the big plastic chair. Now he's sitting in front. Mr. Phelps, tell us about
Let me
Summer
tell you
League.
About
can
Summer
I
League.
Can I get in the beanbag chair?
Sure,
Hang
Cubby.
On, before you start, can I use the restroom?
I had a beanbag chair, by the way, when I was a kid.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
I did, too.
Here's the thing about Summer League.
Here we go.
You have one or two guys per team, maybe three, who might be on your NBA roster. And then you're auditioning guys who might be on your G League roster. And then you have...
It's like watching tryouts.
Then you have an entire roster loaded the rest of the way with guys who are hoping to spend the winter in Istanbul.
Or Constantinople.
So there you go. That's what it is. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, do some things and somebody doesn't emerge. Because sometimes it happens. But it's... It's a place for the guys on the fringes or a place for the guys who were just drafted to go and get some work in and try and make an impression. Start to learn your system. And you can't look at it for anything more than that.
Do you have any other questions for Mr. Phelps?
I just called up the Pacers Summer League because I was curious as to,
yeah.
as to one guy in particular who I'm quite fond of. And as soon as I clicked on it, there he is. Great big picture of Enrique Freeman from the University of Akron.
Is he back again? Then he hopes he can play.
Well, now see, Enrique, though I think he's a tremendous basketball player, is one of those guys who's on the fringes. And he was on a two-way contract, was not on the roster for the Pacers during the playoffs, but was on the bench. Great experience. And he has a chance to go to the Summer League and play his way into some minutes this year for the Pacers during the regular season, during the NBA season. I personally think he will. That guy's got a motor that doesn't stop, and I think Rick Carlisle loves him. And I think he could end up being a guy who gets some minutes in the rotation. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy, hey, great. If he's a high draft choice, you know, okay, he could end up being, you know, really playing for you. But if he's a guy like Enrique, who was a second-round pick and was on a two-way contract, he has a chance to go play his you-know-what off and end up being the eighth or ninth man on the Pacers next year, which would be great. That would be great. So the Summer League does serve a purpose.
Yeah, it gives guys like Andrew Wiggins a chance to be on the Cavaliers before they get traded to Minnesota. Too soon?
Dan, why
11 years.
Why do we do this?
It's been 11 years.
Sell them jerseys, baby. Get them printed. Get them sold.
God, I remember how excited I was about him, Summer League. And isn't that when we found out LeBron? No, that's when we knew the Kevin Love trade was going down.
Right? I saw something the other day that Andrew Wiggins actually said, the minute that LeBron got signed and was coming back, I knew I was not going to be a Cavalier.
Really?
Yeah.
Wise. That was pretty wise.
Yep.
I give him credit for that.
I remember doing an event with Andrew Wiggins and his family and everything else, and it was very nice, and he was very nice, and his family was awesome. And it just kind of had that feel like, you going to be here? But the Cavs were very nice to him and treated him very well in a short time as a Cavalier.
If he wanted to come back and practice at the practice facility, anytime, doors are open. It's open to all NBA guys. Hey, even if your last name isn't James.
I'm sure it is, Andy.
Come get some reps.
Go ahead.
I can't watch Summer League. I don't know how you do it.
Hang on a second.
Dan, you're exactly right.
I can't. I like watching Summer League.
I don't know how you do it, Andy.
Because it's right up there.
It.
It's like watching CFL. It's the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's bubblegum for your mind. You sit there and you just watch it. You just chew it. And you're like, eventually you spit it out.
I can't. I don't know how you guys do it. I have no idea how people hop in.
Can you watch CFL?
No. I can't do it.
You can't you, Jeff?
Short period of time.
I can watch CFL for a little bit.
Short period of time.
I love the uniqueness of the game. The guys that are offside on every play, the center line, the gigantic end zones.
For instance.
They throw the ball like crazy.
Now, like, I'll sit and watch the WNBA for a good period of time. You put a WNBA game on, I'm locked in.
They have 10 minutes on that,
but
too.
Because I, for some reason, and I think it's just the lack of defense and the fact that it, like, looks like an all-star game with a bunch of rookies in it. Like, it's just up and down the floor and, you know, a couple cool dunks and everybody's hanging out and having a good time in Vegas.
Like, somebody getting tackled on their way to the hoop. It's like old school NBA playoff basketball.
That's my problem that I always have with Summer League.
Smack talk, like, on social media afterwards.
My defense is going to be, I'm going to stand in front of you and then you're going to blow by me and I'm going to go, help! We'll get him next time.
Yeah, there's something to be said for the turnstile defense. What else do we get from Terry there, especially when we're talking about...
Can I give you one more Summer League thought?
Oh, wait. Hang on. One more Summer League thought. Go.
I actually have a Summer League thought.
Can I still sit on the carpeting or do I have to go back to the corner?
I'd prefer you sit on the corner.
Okay.
Go back to the corner.
Leave us another tale, Mr. Phelps.
Sit on the carpet.
Ooh, whatever. He's going to read. He's got a book out. Can you show us the pictures? Keep going.
I honestly think there are a couple of guys on the Cavs Summer League roster that are worth looking at.
Here we go.
And you're going to keep an eye on.
I told you, you opened the book. Now he's got his thumb on the back.
Well,
he's got
Craig,
two pages.
Craig Porter's going to be there.
One of those books with the puppets built into it?
A 3D book. Like,
love those 3D books.
A little Craig Porter 3D picture pops out.
Craig Porter's going to be there.
This is Craig Porter.
Craig Porter might actually get some more minutes this year. We'll find out because Ty Jerome's not here. So who's going to play those backup point guard minutes? Keep in mind, Darius is coming back from his toe surgery. As Terry pointed out, they said 4 to 6 months. That's serious. Is you can guarantee me that he's back in 10 games? 10 games in? Who knows? Mm-mm. So, in theory, Lonzo Ball's your starting point guard. If Lonzo's not healthy for whatever reason, Craig Porter might be your starting point guard. So keep an eye on that. Jalen Tyson is there. Like Terry.
Okay.
I think he looks interesting to me. He looks interesting, and sometimes you see a guy who makes that huge step. You know, he didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to play, nor did he force his way into the rotation. So it's kind of a double whammy. There were other guys, but if he was really good in practice, he might have forced his way into the rotation. That didn't happen. Maybe it happens this year. Tyrese Proctor is their second-round pick. Again, before you get all fired up about Tyrese Proctor being the second-round pick.
Well, I mean, they did have to put under a contract, so it's like I'm kind of excited.
And they signed him to a multi-year deal,
yeah.
Andy. They didn't just sign him to a two-way.
He's not your average second-round pick.
But why do you do – well, yes, he is. But why do you
financially, he's not.
But why do you do that? because you're the Cavs and you're up against the second apron, and this is a way you can control a guy a little bit, and maybe you get lucky and you needed to fill in another roster spot. So there you go.
You said it right away. You're like, he's every agent's second round dream.
Absolutely, because
he's guaranteed a spot.
He's guaranteed a spot. But he was the third, I've mentioned this, the third 49th overall pick the Cavaliers have taken in the last 4 years, and the other two aren't here anymore. Amani Bates, gone, and Isaiah Mobley, gone. So just 49 is not the point of the second round, not that anybody in the second round is, where you're thinking, yeah, boy, he's going to be a big help. But you're going to watch, you're going to keep an eye on Proctor. I know nothing about this kid except this. Okay, they have a kid named Caden Shedrick who was a fifth-year player at Texas. He had played at Virginia. He's 6'10". For that reason and that reason alone, pay attention to him. Because the Cavs need some size. And maybe he's a guy, if there's a two-way that might be available, if there's an exhibit, I think called the Exhibit 10 contract, he's 6'10". The other thing about the Summer League, you can sign a guy off of anybody else's roster if they're not already signed to, like an NBA contract.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on the Summer League. If there's some big guy who's doing pretty well, I wouldn't be surprised if the Cavs try to go after him. And I'm assuming that they have a spot and they're able to do that. That might not even be the case because the second apron stuff is real serious.
All right, Dan, do you feel smarter about Summer League now? Did he convince you to want to watch? Did Mr. Phelps convince you?
I hope not.
I don't. You laid out a pretty good formula for why you would want to watch Summer League.
Well, there are four guys on the roster who I think you should pay
attention
to.
Yeah, but it's not about that. But it's also about watching other teams because you could pick guys up later on in the year if you got to fill out a roster and maybe somebody's got to help on them.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Floor after somebody gets hurt. And
you know, for instance, Enrique Freeman, I think he's a terrific player, and I love the way I think he will fit perfectly with the Pacers because of the way they play, you know, with the energy and nonstop motor and everything else. We saw that. I also think he'd be a great Cavalier. I mean, he'd be great.
And where can I see him?
On the wing for the Cavs.
Where can I see him? That's right, in the Summer League.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he's really good in the Summer League.
I stopped paying attention to Mr. Phelps 10 minutes ago because my friends were outside playing kickball.
Oh, I saw you were looking out the window. Are we going to have to close the shades next time we do the show?
Never really liked you.
You're just jealous you weren't playing kickball.
That's a fact.
Was the bathroom in the classroom or did you have to leave the room to go?
Kickball. Totally had to leave the classroom and hold a hall pass through the whole thing. After like sixth grade, after then, I think it was still the whole like, okay, kids, get in the line. We have to go to the bathroom.
Kickball, fifth grade in the gym
at
Northampton Elementary.
Glory days.
Robbie Gabriel kicked a ball from under one hoop on a kickball pitch into the other basket at the other end of the court.
Oh, man, that's what awesome. A legend. That is legendary.
Dude, that is legendary. Skill.
Did they put a brick down in the court to say to kick this?
There? It was beautiful.
What was his name again?
Robbie Gabriel. Robbie's no longer with us, but he was my buddy on the golf team, and we played a lot of golf
you
together.
Set me up for this fantastic story to rip apart, and then you have to let me down by saying the gentleman passed away?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you, he kicked the ball the length of the court into the basket at the other end. It was awesome. And he could hit a golf ball, man. He was a good dude.
All right. I can't even, now you teed me up, so I can't even say like, hey, when we come back, other great moments in recess. I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Killing me.
He'd have laughed at it.
All right. So here's my question, because we saw the story come out yesterday. Dan Gilbert's Bedrock Real Estate Group is going to put in the nation's fifth COSM. Is that how you say it? COSM. It's a bar restaurant concept designed to offer stadium-like experience with the use of immersive technology and a giant video screen. So I've seen some of this stuff. We've seen highlights, and it does look really, really cool. So it's got a 100-foot-wide screen, which is wider than the length of an NBA court, plus it's 12K technology, and it gets feeds from more than 400 events shot around the world every year with special cameras. And the seating, in some ways, it's kind of an optical illusion, but it's awesome. I mean, like,
it's kind of like you're at the event.
Yeah, and you're in the theory. You're in the best seat in the house. I think that's the best way. Cool. Dan, is that how you describe it? They give you the opportunity to be in the best seat in the house.
Pretty much, yes.
And you're next to live fans that are actually there.
Correct. So there's a bunch of cameras that are going to be up all around these in like a certain area that are going to project inside of the stadium. And so that way you have a full 270. I know we don't do math on this show for a very good reason, but 270 degree view. You'll get three sides.
So there's currently one in Los Angeles and Dallas.
Big D, baby.
And there are two more coming, I'm assuming, before Cleveland. Detroit, and then one in Atlanta.
I wonder if Dan's doing the one in Detroit.
I would assume. I thought I read that yesterday. It's interesting. The whole concept, though, of and I got to believe that they'd want to pay for the rights. The NBA's been doing this for a while. Wasn't the NBA on board with this?
Wanted to get behind it. The other one is professional soccer.
Well, there's World Cup. You can go right now and watch that stuff. Or not World Cup, but event SummerSlam. I'm just looking at what's coming up. PBR, a rodeo would be pretty awesome.
Rodeo would be fun there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching. So they've got PBR, U.S. Open is coming up. And this is at their other venues. Are you coming downtown to do this?
I'm the wrong guy to ask. You know why?
Why?
I like watching sporting events either in person or sitting on my couch. I've got a fine television. I have a fridge that's, you know, has food in it if I'm deciding I want something to eat. And I watch sports like we watch sports in a press box. And yeah. What are you supposed to do in a press box?
You stay quiet and just watch the game.
You don't
and
cheer,
yeah,
right?
You don't cheer.
That's I don't know if it's just my personality or if it's the training from being in this for way too long.
Yeah,
but
it's a bad part of it.
I watch sports and I just watch. I don't cheer. I'm not yelling at the screen. I'm not doing anything like that. I just watch. So though this seems like it's a really cool thing, it does. It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to watch sports sitting on my couch or at the event.
You know what this is, Jeff?
No, Andy. I think it's called Cosm. But
no, I know. This is what Joe Tate predicted. Without being at the game live, it's almost like being at the game live cabaret style, right? Isn't that what you said?
Joe thought that the NBA one day, he thought, I could see a day when pro sports becomes dinner theater.
Yeah. This is dinner theater. It really is. I mean, they do movies in there too. I'm just watching the promo that they have running on their own website. I do think it's interesting that it's not. They show a lot of people wearing sport coats. Like, if I go to a game, I really don't want to wear a sport coat. I'm not going to lie.
Sport coat. I love that. That terminology is great.
What would you call it? Jacket?
No, that's sport coat's one thing. Blazer, jacket.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that that's. But then they show shots of guys who are sitting there who are wearing hats and just kind of chilling out watching UFC.
I was going to say if you're wearing the obligatory blazer sport coat suit, might be a little pricey.
It seems high. It looks high end. Is that fair? Can I say that? I didn't look at the prices.
I didn't look at prices. I can't help you on that one.
No, and so I'm just kind of looking at it. It also has that mini sphere. I think you want to go to Vegas to check out Sphere. I do. I know I want to. Next time I get a chance, I want to go to that. The Sphere seems like it's amazing.
I'm in if you can make it so, you've got a couple theaters going, right? My assumption is there will be more than one theater inside of this thing. Again, just an assumption.
Mm-hmm.
But if, let's say...
That's a lot.
Let's say you've got, a big game, the Super Bowl or something like that.
So I'm looking USA Volleyball, Chelsea's on here.
You exactly. Can Soccer is the one that popped into my head. So let's say you could get for the World Cup, you could do U.S. and you could have one theater that's U.S. and one theater that's Colombia or Mexico or something along those lines, or even so then that way you really feel like you're there because you're surrounded by people who are fans of the same thing you are. Mm-hmm. I think that experience would be unbelievable. Watching sports that means something to you in a bar filled with people who root for it with you is one of the coolest experiences. So I think if you can emulate that, you're onto something.
So I'm just looking. They've had NHL. It looks like the Stanley Cup Finals were there. College World Series. I got to believe this place is paying buku bucks for rights to rerun them, to rebroadcast. Or maybe it's another stream for the leagues to be able to do this. It kind of has an IMAX feel. Again, I'm asking you, are you going to this? Are you gonna, or would you, if you had the out, can you imagine the Browns playing in Brook Park? And the Browns also playing downtown on TV. I can't imagine. I don't know. If you had the opportunity to go to the game itself, wouldn't you go to the game? Or would we rather?
You haven't said what you would do.
I wouldn't. It depends on the event.
Going to a game is cool. Obviously, yeah. we that's what we've grown up as. If I'm not at a game, I prefer or working. Here working or whatever.
Yeah.
I prefer to be sitting on my couch and watching the game.
I control everything there.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything. I can control everything. The only thing I don't have is someone to cook, right? You don't have someone bringing you the food willingly that you're willing to pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
There's the pay part.
Yeah, pay for it like that. I don't know. It has the feeling of, what was it? In Ocean's 11, I'm trying to remember who it was. There was a scene in Ocean's 11 where, I'm trying to remember who was it? I can't remember who the actor was. The actor was in his hotel room or in his apartment in Vegas. And they were blowing up one of the other casinos in Vegas to tear it down to build another one. And they were also broadcasting it on TV. And he chose to watch it on TV in front of him rather than see it happen live. In the window behind, was it?
Was it Pacino?
I don't know if I can't. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Matt. It might have been Matt. It doesn't matter. The point of the whole the scene, which I think is brilliant, is that you're sitting there and you've got this like eye-catching event. Who is? If you're going to see a building be demolished, you're going to watch the building do it. But rather than see it live and in person right behind you, you chose to watch it on TV. That's kind of where I kind of feel this is.
If okay. you were doing this...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, soccer is the one that pops in my head for it because it's an ocean away.
Okay.
Right? The biggest matches are an ocean away for all of us. That's where I think this works. I think the Super Bowl is where this works. I think big games that would be on the road for the Browns would be where this works.
But you can tell me if you had the Ohio State backers here.
There you go. That's a great.
Like, every Ohio State game.
Like, Ohio State, Texas. That would work.
Oh, for sure.
Because that'll be down in Texas. So, like, you could pack a joint like this with Ohio State fans who feel like they're there going absolutely berserk.
I would think you could, you know, sell out a place like that for Ohio State fans. But you'd almost have to market it as, hey, you want to buy the whole place out?
But the other thing that I think is going to come with this is going to be concerts.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's where I think this thing would really take off.
If the sound is as good as we would assume that it's going to be. That could be really cool.
Because then you could turn around and you could do a deal with the Sphere and go, all right, the Eagles are performing at the Sphere. You can go see the performance at all of these different theaters across. Or, you know, Kendrick Lamar and SZA's tour that's not coming to Cleveland. Well, you could go to this theater and see the performance that's taking place in Milan.
I could see that. That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I think it would be cool.
I was watching Get Back over the weekend, the Beatles documentary. And to me, it was fascinating to see, and I can't even remember where the Beatles actually did their first, not Ed Sullivan, but they did a concert in New York, and I don't know what venue it was. At first I was like,
before the Ryan Ed Sullivan?
Yeah, and it wasn't, I don't think it was Madison Square Garden. That's the thing. And it was just, and I'm like, I'm watching the video of this thing, and I'm like, here's the Beatles, and it's three guys, two microphones, a tiny stage where I think they had to put a piece of wood up behind Ringo so he didn't fall off, and that was it. Think about what we go to when we go to a concert now. I mean, they're gigantic Broadway productions, if you really think about it, with amazing video screens behind them and just like this full experience that you get when you go to a concert. And like, it just made me realize how good the Beatles were. People were going crazy. And this wasn't like, and there was nothing to it other than instruments, two microphones, and a tiny circle stage that elevated Ringo. And, you know, that was entertainment.
Because Ringo's 5'2".
Is that why?
Needed elevated.
Okay. Maybe it was Forest Hills Tennis Stadium. That might have been where that was in Queens. Cool. I just thought that was interesting. And I guess it's all about the entertainment dollar. I do wonder, are you going to this then? Are you going to, like you would go to a play? Or are you going to this like you would go to a bar to watch a game? And when I see all these people wearing jackets in their video to promote the whole thing, I'm like, maybe it's like going to a play.
Or movie theater or something like that.
See, my guess would be both. I think you could easily do it where, hey, we're going to have Broadway musicals in here that you could show up and watch the immersive performance of a Broadway musical. And come on down because the Browns are playing in a playoff game against somebody and it's on the road. So let's pack this joint. And that way you're sitting in the stands surrounded by your 3,000 new best friends.
All right, so let me ask you this question too then. Is this just 2025 IMAX?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wonder what that's it holds.
Except for the fact that IMAX was built more on the movie theater basis, and this is built more on stadium style seating for a bar.
For a game. You're not looking up onto the dome itself and following it. Instead, it's right there in front of you. But cool. You will be able to see up. I mean, you're going to be able to see all the different directions that come with it.
I'd go. I think going to watch Ohio State player would be fantastic. I think if you can't go to the Shoe and you want maybe a better seat, although every seat in the Shoe is pretty good. And then you get that same full body experience of being able to watch a game with yourself. Like how many times you sat at a bar and you're like six people watching one game in the corner and everyone's cheering for it. Or just think about where you were when the Cavs won the championship or any playoff game that you've ever been to in the bar.
Our social media mentions are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Johnny does here. Cosm is an awesome experience, created awesome opportunities for people who may want more of an immersive environment or you can't get a ticket to the event.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the whole point of the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's from what I have seen, it looks really cool. I'm in, guys.
Jeff, you had an exercise I thought that was kind of fun. Since you're being teacher today, I can feel Mr. Phelps.
I'm doing what?
You had an exercise I thought was very interesting.
Oh, don't blame me for this.
So
it falls flat. It's on you, pal.
Oh, no, it's all you. If this is a bad idea, it's on you. My bad idea was the last segment. Your bad idea could be this one. So
my idea, your bad idea. That's funny.
If you were an NBA free agent, where would you want to go and why? And I guess you could do this on two premises.
And if you're here in Northeast Ohio,
yeah.
It can't be Cleveland.
Anywhere but Cleveland. Where would you go?
If I were an NBA free agent and I could pick anywhere to play, where would it be?
So there's two ways to do this.
You're going to hate my responses. You're absolutely going to hate my responses.
Well, all right, so let me ask you the first question. Is your thought process based on current roster, or is it based on what city you may actually want to live in?
Are we talking about the same money?
Like, yes,
I'm going to get the same contract wherever I go?
Money's the same, contract's the same.
You're not going to like this at all.
You literally can control your own destiny.
You're going to hate me. You ready?
Go ahead. You're going to say Boston.
If I had to pick number one place to go play.
Am I guessing first?
No.
Beaumont didn't get a team yet for expansion, did they? Okay.
I'm
the Golden Gators.
I'm slipping on my choice. I had one that was clearly my number one, and that I might take somebody else instead. It's either. You ready?
Yeah.
Dallas.
Closest team to Bumble, right?
Houston's close.
Okay.
Dallas is just a great city, and it's warm. Warmer in the wintertime. Or Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Now, I told you were going to hate my choices. Yeah, I have three others.
Although I think Charlotte's
had five places that I thought, okay, I could play here.
Good city, good food, clean, like good living, I think.
Dallas is just a really cool city.
I think it is too.
And I like Charlotte. Now let me explain my thinking on this. I'm assuming that I live in Cleveland. I live in Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
Okay, so I couldn't stay with the Cavs. I had to go somewhere else if I were an NBA free agent. So, you know, consider me Larry Nance Jr.
Okay. Right?
Larry's an Akron guy, but he plays elsewhere. But now he's back in Cleveland. I wouldn't pick anywhere where the weather stunk. Because the NBA season, though it begins in the fall and it ends in the spring when it's a little nicer, you know, the guts of it are during the wintertime.
Okay.
So, since I live in Cleveland, I'm going to go ahead and pick a place that's a little nicer weather-wise. So I would take Dallas or Charlotte. I have three other alternative choices.
I hate you. Yeah, keep going.
Oklahoma City, San Antonio, or maybe Phoenix. I also don't like big, big cities. Can you tell?
I'm with you on that.
I don't need the hassle of living in New York, although New York's a really cool city. I don't need the hassle of living in Los Angeles. Even though living in Los Angeles might be cool to some people, it wouldn't be to me. I like Texas. Great state, great place to live. And I think Charlotte's a really nice, manageable city. So it would be Dallas or Charlotte.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you why I hate you.
Well, there's so many reasons. We don't have enough time. We only have about an hour 15 left in the show.
My first thought, I looked through every NBA city.
Was Dallas?
No. You want to guess where I picked? You may hate me. You may hate me for saying it.
Miami.
Never. I would never, ever, ever.
Orlando?
After covering, no. It's too much. It's too, no. Neither one of those cities does
Boston?
Anything for me. I like Boston a lot, but no. You're totally going in the wrong direction. That's what's insane.
You're going to Portland.
Closer.
L.A.?
Nope. Dan?
Oh, I know where you're going.
You know where
you're
I'm
going
right.
to the Utah Jazz.
And I'm not living in Salt Lake. I can tell you that. I'm living in Park City.
I was going to say, part of this exercise, am I my age now or am I 22?
Right now, baby.
Here's the part that bothers me the most.
By the way, wouldn't you love some thoughts? 216-474-0092.
My wife and I were just talking about this. We were talking about like life after the kids.
You have family in Utah.
I do.
So you're familiar with the area.
Well, I love going out there. But one of the things that we talked about was I said to her, listen. She said, Bill. I said, the one thing I want to do in retirement, if and when we ever get there and ever afford, I don't want to drive in snow anymore. I'm just tired of driving in snow. And then here I was, I just picked probably
Utah.
The snowiest town.
You picked Utah.
One of the snowiest towns in the NBA.
Like Denver's really cool. I like Denver's kind of a cool city, and mm-hmm. Colorado's beautiful. But it's the same thing. I'm assuming I'm living in Cleveland, and I've had enough of snow myself. That's why I picked Charlotte or Dallas.
It's also you talk about immersive stuff. It's like you can live anywhere and still pretend like you're in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? You can watch every game, right? You could listen to us.
Well, yeah.
Like you're sitting here, like folks are right now on the Odyssey app.
And
all over the country. You're in Cleveland. Doesn't matter. Your radio's in Cleveland.
I had a gentleman in Germany the other day who I was in communication with, and you've been in communication with him. And he said, I'm in Germany. I love listening to your show. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
God bless the Odyssey app.
God bless you, Odyssey app. I started looking through, like, going through all these other cities. I like Boston. I could live in Boston.
Well, there's some great
New
cities.
New York does nothing for me. Indianapolis, boring city.
Milwaukee
is a lot like Cleveland.
Yeah, it's Cleveland. The lake is east. I like the people there. Slowly, and you get more snow.
Detroit does nothing for me. Orlando is just too much at this age.
I agree with Orlando. Orlando is interesting, but I'm not a fan of Florida.
Denver or Phoenix.
You know where else I could live.
Phoenix is cool.
I would go Denver or Phoenix.
But Phoenix has become it's kind of a crowded spot now. And if you're looking to, just enjoy life, Phoenix might have a little bit of a buzz. I don't know.
D.C. does nothing for me. Toronto does, though.
Toronto's a great city, except for one thing.
It's the same problems you're having in the other city. For the same reason I don't want to go to D.C. is probably a little bit of the reason why I wouldn't want to go to Toronto. Slater's in Valley City. Slater, where are you going?
Boy, my first thought was Denver. I lived out there for 4 months. Fantastic out there.
It's beautiful.
I mean, you have mountain views no matter where you go. An hour east.
Yeah, Slater, when I was in Montana, even the really, really bad courses were gorgeous. They're gorgeous because you're in the mountains.
Plus, you get to play with Jokic, which would be a freaking blast.
Oh, now we're actually talking about the basketball part?
Slater, we went to team. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, no, I mean, I was with Dan. I mean, Denver or Phoenix. I love Phoenix. As you can tell, I'm a golf guy. So the golf in Phoenix, fantastic. But I think also one I haven't heard mentioned yet, I've heard Atlanta is actually, other than the traffic, you don't want to get stuck on 75. But Atlanta, I've heard, is a very, very nice city to live. Weather, great all year round, except when they randomly get snow, like this last January.
And then it gets shut down.
And it's just snow, and they absolutely have no idea what to do.
Slater, the traffic in Atlanta is hideous.
So is D.C.
Been there, for sure.
Well, most of these cities are like that, too. Thanks, Slater.
Good stuff, Slater.
I mean, San Francisco is the same problem, right? It's just a nightmare to get around sometimes. And I get that claustrophobic feeling.
You've been to San Francisco, have you not?
Many, many times.
It's a really, really, really cool city to visit. Man, I couldn't live there on a bet. And the prices are so, so outrageous for real estate.
And there's some pretty aggressive people on the streets. I'll just leave it at that. I'll be nice about it. I've never done Oklahoma City. I can tell you that.
It's a nice spot. It's a small town feel, actually. I like Oklahoma City. It made my secondary list. Oklahoma City, San Antonio, or Phoenix. San Antonio and Oklahoma City are small towns.
I gotta tell you, this exercise makes me appreciate Cleveland more than ever.
If I could choose, I would choose Cleveland because it's my home and I love it.
Yeah.
But our thought was you couldn't pick Cleveland.
Speaking of, here's Evan. Evan's in Cleveland. Hi, Evan. How are you?
Hi, Evan.
I'm going to.
Evan?
I have not. But, I'm worried about the storms and stuff, but.
Storms. Evan, thank you. You know what's sad? You have one experience in the city and it lasts with you for a lifetime.
You had one in New Orleans?
Yeah. My nephew got married down there and the wedding was awesome. You know.
Still married?
Yeah. Somebody,
all right, good.
He has a kid. Another B in the basketball world. My wife and I were walking down the street and some guy tried to snatch her purse. And I was just like, why? Like, come on.
New Orleans.
It's a good thing my wife is tough, man. Didn't get him.
New Orleans has a...
What are you doing? Oh, man. She was... Oh.
New Orleans is a little beat. You know what I mean? And it's not just because of the weather situation.
It's unique, though. Well, that's the thing about New Orleans that I like.
Well, it's
I like,
really interesting.
It's kind of this whole...
It's interesting. Where I lived in Texas was right on the border to Louisiana, so we kind of had more, as much of a Louisiana feel as a Texas feel. And I liked it. But the last time I was in New Orleans, and it was after Katrina, I was talking to the door guy at the hotel, and I'm looking around town.
Did you tip him, by the way?
No. And I'm looking around town. There was nothing to tip. I walked out and said, hello. What am I going to tip him for? Hey, thanks for your word.
Maybe he gave you some good advice.
No, well, I walked out, and I had been walking around town, and, it's kind of trashy, And I said to him, so things still getting cleaned up from Katrina, huh? And he said, oh, no, this is a lot better than it was before the storm. And I thought, oh, my God. I remember I walked across the street to a place with the arches that are gold, and it was the most filthy, filthy of the arches that are gold I've ever been in my life.
And this was...
It was right in downtown New Orleans.
Oh, in downtown.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Although I will say one good thing. I said one bad thing. I'm going to say a good thing. When we were there for the wedding, we missed the family pictures. That's bad.
Nice job.
Because someone hit a rental car. Now, here's where I'll give you credit.
I remember that. Dan, now it's all coming back to me. Remember, Dana?
What, the rental car getting hit by a rental car?
Yeah.
A rental car got hit while it was parked.
You know, the strangest things happen.
But the greatest thing about it, I do have, strangest things happen. God, I didn't bring it up yet. Hang on a second. I'll give you the strangest thing in a minute here. The one thing I do remember is the person that hit the car, who lived in New Orleans, left a big, long note and said, I'm really sorry. I was trying to park, and I dented your car as I was parallel parking, left all the information that we needed, and I was like, okay. It would have been very easy for that person to just kind of take off, right?
People in the South are very nice.
Yeah, so I do have a lot of... In that aspect, I respect the people.
They have manners.
You just got to keep your eyes open down there.
That guy wanted to steal your wife's purse.
That's true, except for that was... Bad man. Very bad man. Michael Bauman's coming up at 1 o'clock. Can I leave you with one more story?
My day won't be complete.
Just to say that my life is just a complete tornado.
Hurricane.
So I've been to the BMV three times in the last 24 hours.
Here comes
hours.
Dano. We knew this would get in there.
And here's what I'm going to say. I'll tell you where I was. First of all, the places that I went to, I was at the BMV in Mayfield. I'll tell you that. That's where I was yesterday, where I was live tweeting. And then this morning I was in Northfield. I have so much respect for the people that work at the BMV. I know the BMV gets a bad rap, but man, are they patient. And I listened to a guy that was working there yesterday, and I was on Twitter. I was like, He had a guy, first of all, the wait there was forever. And, like, I'm kind of fond of the one in Mayfield because when I was 16, that's where I got my license for the first time, right? Out of Golden Gate. And I was just, so to me, I want to go there because it's kind of like the place where I got my license. I know I'm a complete goofball because I have because I cherish moments like that. And the guy who was working there yesterday, he had there was someone up there from Florida. The guy was originally from Florida. And he was sitting at the counter, and he must have said the same thing to the gentleman behind the glass 18 times about trying to get a license, an Ohio license. And this guy was unbelievably nice and patient. The wait was over an hour, and you could see why, because the folks that were working behind the window were just like, they had to be so patient. So I tip my cap to that guy. He clearly has a free pass or a quick pass to heaven, I think, after dealing with this guy that was trying to get his license from Florida. And he's like, hey, you need to contact them. And they go, well, how do I do that? I got a new computer. And I was just like, oh, my God, what are you doing? You're taking forever, to the guy that was in line. And he was like, look, let me Google it for you. And I was just like, oh, my God, how nice is this guy? So I tip my cap to BMV workers today. Congratulations to you. If you're nice, it's awesome. Let me tell you. And I ran into a lot of nice ones over the last 24 hours.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.